This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state auditor will look into the contracting methods used by the Colorado Department of Transportation. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Some lawmakers and local contractors say the department is giving too many big jobs to out-of-state firms. The audit will look into that and whether there's been enough oversight of project budgets and timelines. The department says it's made transparency a higher priority in recent years, and that it awards big projects to companies it believes are best capable of completing them. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Authorities say an investigation is underway into a Colorado Springs police officer who fatally shot a man who confronted officers with a knife during a burglary call this morning. Yesterday, a different officer hit and killed a pedestrian with a car. An investigation is also underway into that case. A bill banning ghost guns will be the subject of a hearing before the Denver City Council later this month. Ghost guns are the untraceable weapons built out of unregulated, often 3D printed components. City Attorney Kristen Bronson says such weapons are becoming more popular.
Across the country, we are seeing an increase in the number of crimes where ghost guns are used, and we are really hoping to get ahead of that curve.
The bill would make it illegal to possess, manufacture, or sell firearms that do not have a serial number. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 30s. It'll be around 25 in the mountains overnight. This is CPR News.